We haven't talked to him in a long, long time. He's been a busy, busy man, not surprisingly. State Representative from the 106th District, Peter Battaglia, joining us. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Kevin. And it has been busy, and I hope to get back on a schedule, you know. And you get through the end of the year, and then they throw Christmas at us, and then, we get back down to Lansing, and all the committee structure is put together. And, you know, with the era of term limits, I'm going into my fifth year, my third and final term, and I'm in a leadership position now, so it takes a lot of time to get the newbies all lined up and on the right committees and moving forward. And it's amazing being 5 years in and being a senior member.
Yeah, that's a good point. They'll be coming to you for the guidance and direction, won't they?
Yeah, you know, and it's actually Northern Michigan in the 106th is going to be in really good shape this year. Bruce Rendon, who used to represent IOSCO too, mm-hmm. Is a senior member, and he's in leadership also. And we have, out of the 13 Northern Michigan reps, 8 of us are chairs of some good, solid committees. So it's going to be good for Northern Michigan.
Yeah.
And we're finally actually getting our Northern Caucus recognized. So, as Southeast and Southwest Michigan has always been recognized and got the top of the cake, we are now moving our way towards that. So I'm pretty excited about that. And my committees this year are good for us in Northern Michigan. I'm the chair of Transportation, which is going to be a very busy committee, obviously,
yeah,
with the things that are coming up.
Boy, no
vice chair of Financial Services. I'm on Energy as a member, which I really wanted to be on. Obviously, we have to be concerned about potential fracking. And, you know, we have an aging infrastructure here in Michigan, and especially in Northern Michigan, when it comes to our electric grid and other concerns. And I'm also on Tourism and Outdoor Recreation, which I chaired last year, but I'll be a member this year. And I wanted to stay on that because it's important for Northern Michigan, working with the Pure Michigan campaign and hunting and outdoor recreation needs. And obviously that's big for our area.
Boy, no doubt about that. So, you're going to be a busy guy. And you mentioned that first one, transportation. That's probably what's going to be the busiest job for you over the next, 3 months or so leading up to May?
Well, it is, Kevin. And what I'm going to be doing is traveling around our district, the 106th district, but also all throughout the state, explaining exactly what this road package is. There's 8 very serious bills and 2 other soft bills on that package. And it is raising taxes. And I'd like people to know exactly what it does. And, you know, take the number one, most concerning one, is the bill says we're removing sales tax on fuel, and we're also removing the 19 cents on volume, which is, you know, 1 gallon of gas, doesn't matter what the price is, the state of Michigan collects 19 cents, but sales tax obviously goes on, and today it's, say, $2 a gallon, that's 12 cents that's collected.
Okay.
So we're removing that and putting in it at the wholesale gas level. So when it sells at the wholesale gas, at the level at the refineries, that's where the tax will be put in. But in order to generate money, you had to put a minimum on it. So the minimum today, with today's prices, would be 41 cents. Now, today, at $2 a gallon, we're only paying 30 cents. So it will be a 10 cents increase.
Okay.
And as that wholesale gas price goes up, I mean, it can get higher and higher. I mean, 50 cents is not unheard of. So that you will be paying more at the pump.
Yeah.
And it's concerning. And in order to, when you remove that sales tax collection and fuel, which is a lot, if you can imagine, over the last years when fuel was $4 a gallon and so on, you put a hole in the school aid budget, you put a hole in the local government budget, you put a hole in a lot of things. So in order to fill that hole back up, there's a proposal in May, which people have an opportunity to vote on, to raise sales tax to 7%.
Right.
And that backfills all those holes. So there's a misconception that people say they're voting on a road package. Well, not really. You're voting on a sales tax increase to fund schools, local government, and everybody else that lives off of sales tax. But the road package is tie-barred to that, which means if the sales tax proposal fails, the whole road package goes away, and then we have to start all over again.
All right. But people will be learning more about that. As you mentioned, you'll be holding some meetings to just explain a little bit more about what we're going to see on that ballot in May.
Absolutely right. Now, if the people choose to do it, it's the right thing to do. And I did vote to put it on the ballot. I think this is a tax increase, and people should have the right to have a vote. It's the democratic process, which we are luckily enough to live in a free country that allows that.
Right.
Plus, the legislature cannot alter, we cannot raise sales tax through the legislative body. We can lower it, but we can't raise it. That's a constitutional change, which means the people have to vote on it.
Okay. Well, we'll learn more about that. Now, that was one of the big things that was part of the governor's State of the State address earlier this week. But maybe you want to touch on a few other things that that you heard in that speech?
Yeah, very good things. You know, since I've been in office, I've been working with the governor and his team, along with a couple other reps, to push vocational education and educating the governor and his office on the needs of vocational education. And he has run with it. And he's come up with a couple of great proposals, and I hope it comes to fruition, and I think it will. And you know, Canada, Ontario, our neighbors here, have what they call grade 13. We go to grade 12. But in Canada, in Ontario, I mean, you have an option to go to grade 13 and build yourself up for a vocational education career or a path to a higher university. Well, the governor has that in mind here now, too, to where we could bridge the gap between high school and college, and oftentimes you lose people in there, but we're going to try to make it a transition, a better flow. So you can have somebody in, say, the 11th grade that has meet a certain criteria that wants to seek, in my particular case here now, vocational education. They could start doing what is known as dual enrollment and get building college credit, and then flow right into the community college or vocational tech careers, which is very exciting. And, you know, in our area, you have, let's just say, Colette Air. Well, he's got a sign out right now looking for welders, fabricators, and the rest.
Yeah.
And as I drive around the 106th District, almost every one of those companies have a sign out, and they're looking for trained people, and we just don't have it. So very excited about that, and I think it's good for us in northern Michigan. Another thing that he's recognized is Southeast and Southwest Michigan are really, I mean, they're just rocking right now. There's jobs, people are making money, building is going back up, houses, personal housing is up. But we haven't quite got there yet, and he's recognized that. So he also wants to put a little bit more money and resources in helping the rural areas, which will be us. So I'm very pleased about that. And, you know, Michigan's unemployment just came out again this week at 6.3%. We're at the national average, but up our way. I talked to the economic developers here in Alpena just yesterday, and they're claiming this, the Alpena County's at 7. But you get down your way, you know, you're still pushing about 9%, and we can do better. So I'm glad the governor touched on that. And then, of course, he went into K-12 system, helping our K-12 educational system out. So I'm pleased. I think we're going to be moving in the right direction.
Yeah, you were saying before we went on, economy's looking good all the way around, and things are looking good for 2015.
Absolutely right.
Yeah.
Now, we still have a problem. I mean, we have displaced workers that we lost. They moved away, or they're still lingering around in jobs that really aren't paying what needs to sustain a family. But we're bringing those jobs back. It's not a switch on a wall where you flip it and everything's good. It's a slow building process, and I'm really happy that we're moving in the right direction.
You bet. Now, Peter, if they want to talk to you, get more information about the things you're going to be doing in this new year, how do they reach you?
517-373-0833. And I would encourage anyone that's listening that is not on my email, call my office, ask to be on our electronic email. We will be posting as this road package develops information constantly, and I would like people to be as educated as possible on this.
Sounds good. Peter, you have a great weekend, and I'll look forward to catching up with you in the near future, my friend.
You bet, Kevin. Thank you. Have a great day.